Exclusive, Representative Elise Stefanik. Americans don't really care about January 6th when they can't afford their grocery bills. By Robert Krajicek on June 10, 2022. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. Noted Americans' broad disinterest in Democrats' hyping of the events on January 6, 2021. On Friday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast with host Alex Marlow. Stefanik observed the political and media class's focus on Thursday's primetime production of the House's Select Committee hearing ostensibly investigating what it describes as the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol. She said Americans, meanwhile, are concerned with increasingly dire economic circumstances wrought by left-wing and partisan Democrat government pursuits. While there may be a lot of coverage in the Beltway and in Washington, D.C., among media elites, the American people don't really care when they can't afford their grocery bills, when they can't afford to fill up their cars with gas, because the price of gas has doubled, and when we potentially are facing food shortages. Democrat and left-wing media hype of nonsense amounts to a distraction from harms they inflict on Americans, Stefanik held. She remarked, as much as Democrats and the mainstream media may desperately try, I still think that the American people want focus, and a primetime hearing on inflation. They want a primetime hearing on, why are gas prices so high, and how do we lower them? Democrats are never going to give them that, she added. So this is a distraction. Democrats' concentration on irrelevant matters such as the events of January 6, 2021 and the Russia hoax provide an opportunity to Republicans to address substantive matters, Stefanik determined. Our laser focus, as Republicans, has to be on the issues and the crises that are impacting people day to day. She stated, reining in the spending that has caused inflation under this administration, and making sure that we secure the border. Inflation just hit another 40-year high with consumer prices surging 8.6%. In May, that list is long, and we intend to bring as much focus as possible. Stefanik warned Republicans against using news media narratives as proxies for public opinion. She highlighted growing American distrust of journalism as reflective of the industry's disconnection from a society it purports to explain and understand. Republicans seeking to understand the Americans they intend represent must avoid the distorting filter of news media, she advised. She said, Democrats are very obsessed with the media coverage in Washington, D.C. and the media elites, urging Republicans to remember that America is a big country, and voters across the country aren't tuning into the media elites, because there's such a historically low distrust in media. We need to get out and around America, mainstream America, and highlight these issues.